Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live from studio. We're live from Studio A. It's Tom Russell, and we're pleased to have you back.
It's great to be here in Columbus, center of the universe.
Oh, absolutely. He'll perform tonight at the Columbus Men of Corps, and we'll give some tickets away during this session. He's got this brand new CD out, just came out a few weeks back, and he's going to be on tour through December in support of it.
Blood and Candle Smoke came out September 15th, and we're touring 6 months, if you look at Europe, and... end up in Norway and England in February.
Yeah. So past this year. You're going to take some time off for the holidays, right?
Don't know. I would work through all holidays. I like to play guitar and tour. And my wife is from Switzerland, so we're going to Switzerland for Christmas.
You
can't beat that. That's where Santa Claus is from, I think.
Tom Russell, what's this first one you're going to do?
Nina Simone off the new record. It's about... I'd heard of Nina Simone, but the first time I really heard her was down in the Yucatan in Mexico, drifting out of somebody's bookstore, Nina singing Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman, and then I really got it. The trains used to run all across Mexico, way down through the Yucatan, wherever in hell you know. And it was down in San Cristobal that I first heard the sound of Nina's voice on the jukebox, spinning darkly around. And I was so lost down there, out of love and walking along, but walking beside me was Nina Simone. Tonight in my dressing room, Lord, the tea kettle rattles, water pipes are dripping down on a plate of Spanish apples. And outside in the freight yard, the trains, they rattle and moan. It's just Hank Williams talking to Nina Simone. Yeah, we've all been to hell and back, where love cut us right down to the bone. But walking beside us was Nina Simone. Driven your highways and back roads, I rode your gray dog through the snow and the sleet and the hail, through the sunlight and through the fall. I've heard the ravens call morning up with their little raw saxophone, but the darkest of ravens was Nina Simone. Yeah, we've all been to hell and come back, ain't we? Where love cut us right down to the bone. But walking beside us was Nina Simone. The trains used to run all across Mexico.
Beautiful. Tom Russell live from Studio A. Nina Simone. It's off the new album Blood and Candle Smoke, just released a few weeks ago. And he's out on the road again, and he's stopping by Columbus here, of course, live from Studio A, and then he'll perform tonight at the Columbus Menacor building. And Nina Simone, you first heard that Dylan song, Just Like a Woman. And where were you again when you first
down
were
in the
exposed?
Yucatan, way down in the southern tip of Mexico. And my parents had Nina Simone records, but I thought, okay, that's jazz or R&B, and I'm into folk music. But when I really heard her, and this took place with other singers, whether it was George Jones, I'd heard for years, so when one day you get it, was when I was down in Mexico, hearing it come out of a window, hearing her do a Dylan song, and then later thinking, as she said, I'm a folk singer. I sing all different kinds of songs. And it is that categorizing of music that in a lot of ways has killed American music. Like when people ask me, what do? How do I describe this? Mm-hmm. Now I call myself, small letters, American composer. Not to be confused with Charles Ives, but just Tom Russell.
I say capital letters.
I must say one quick note on that song. When I say I've driven the highways and back roads through the snow and the sleet and hail, I wrote this song since I've been in Columbus last time in the snowstorm of the century. I was driving into Columbus to do Manicor Hall last year in March, and the gig had to be canceled. There was at least 6 inches of snow on the freeway, but we made it here. But I was thinking of that, writing Nina Simone, I've driven through the snow. That had to do with Columbus, Ohio.
There's a Columbus connection in that Nina Simone song. We love that. So that show did get canceled, didn't it, in that big... Okay, yeah. Wow. But he's back again and usually comes around once a year for Alec Whiteman's songwriter, singer showcase.
It's the best being out here and playing that historic hall. And we've got a lot of new songs to play tonight and a lot of new stories. And a great new guitar player, Mr. Thad Beckman from Portland, Oregon, who
has
five or six records out, a country blues folk stylist, a great guitar player.
And this new album, Blood and Candle Smoke, has a different kind of Dylan connection as well with the people that performed on here, a great group that we've come to love,
Calexico. Yeah, I wanted a new sound. I wanted to get away from Austin and Nashville and New York and L.A. I had written 20 songs. I cooked them down to 12. I knew the songs had to be strong if I wanted to move up a little. And I worked on the songs 4 or 5 years. But I heard that Dylan biopic soundtrack, I'm Not There, and all these young bands doing Bob Dylan songs, especially Calexico, and I thought, that's a hip sound. Found out most of the records came out of Wave Lab in Tucson. Went over and talked to the guy, and I said, this is the place. I love Arizona anyway. And he said, we haven't had a songwriter like you in here for a long time. And so Calexico came in and added a little bit. We had one of Bob Dylan's old drummers, Winston Watson, who played on Unplugged on the record and Love and Theft. Calexico's great trumpet player, Jacob Valenzuela, who could not only reference mariachi, but all Latino sounds. He could play like Miles Davis one and then reference New Orleans jazz. So very different sonic approach for me, and I think it took me into a new, more of a world, if we're talking about types of music, more into a world folk area. And of course, there's songs on the record about West Africa and Mexico and places like that.
And West Africa, you taught in West Africa after you went to college?
Yeah, I had a master's degree. I guess I still have it if I need to use it in sociology, criminology, and went to Nigeria in 1969, Ibadan, Nigeria, to student teach criminology, and it was there that I kind of became disenchanted with academia and played a lot of guitar especially with some West African bands and turned my back on it in a way. But I was so profoundly affected by being so young and in the middle of the Biafran War And I say now on stage when I introduce this song, which I'll probably sing next, and we did it on the Letterman show the other night, East of Woodstock.
It's great.
You saw the show. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yes. So did 50 billion other viewers, because it was timed just right. David had a few problems. And we'll talk about that a lot at the show tonight. I'll give
you
the whole inside deal tonight at Manicore Hall. I will discuss what went down that night. And anyway,
you can give us a little teaser in just a bit. Maybe.
Well, the teaser would be that when we walked in, it was taped on Thursday. Two shows were taped back-to-back, Thursday and Friday. We were to appear Friday, but it was taped Thursday. So he made that revelation on the Thursday show, you know, and basically right in front of us, although I was out of the building. But when we came back to tape the Friday part, it went down, and you could very much feel that something had gone down.
Yeah.
And he handled it so well, of course, brilliantly, that it isn't going to be the huge thing it might have been, but the viewing audience was doubled almost, and you could feel it. We had to kind of make our way through all of that. But anyway, the song we did was East of Woodstock, West of Vietnam, and I usually say that in 69 I didn't go to Woodstock Festival. I didn't go to Vietnam. I went to West Africa. And so there you go.
And it's Tom Russell, and this is off his new album, Blood and Candle Smoke. It's on Shout Factory Records. And let's do one of those ticket giveaways right now for caller number 5 at 821-9223. Tom Russell, live from Studio A.
Here we go. I'm praying this is in tune. It's not? Well, a few more anecdotes about that thing.
Come on.
No, but Dave, at the end, if people saw it, and they can see it on YouTube right now. He came over to me, and Alec, what are you saying?
What? Give him that guitar, Tom.
That's good. That was it. It was the easy.
Thank you, young man. Please, there's too much input here. But at the end, he came over to me and said, I'd like the audience to know that Tom Russell is the only guy that's played music in the Shoto, Montana rodeo ground. And what he was referencing, which Alex owns, he flew us up there one time 4 years ago to play rodeo in Montana for the town where he owns a ranch. He gives them something every year, a fire truck, Willie Nelson. That year he gave them Tom Russell.
Beautiful.
And so I played the rodeo grounds for him, and he was hanging out in Bermuda shorts and just being a regular guy.
That's great.
Yeah, I have more stories about that. They actually invited us over to the house for dinner, and we couldn't go because we had a gig the next night. And the next night was the worst gig I ever played in my life.
Oh.
I hit a deer coming out of this place. I couldn't avoid it. I was going about 60. I hit a deer, which is a horrible thing. The deer lived. And I went to the road, and, you know, he got away, but I hit the tail end. But it was just awful. And right when I hit the deer, my guitar player at the time turned to me and said, you know what? We could have been having dinner with Dave Letterman. So this is East of Woodstock, West of Vietnam. I slept through the 1960s. I heard Dory Previn say, but me, I called me the great white bird to the shores of Africa, where I lost my adolescent heart to the sound of a talking drum. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. And on the roads outside a showboat town, I fell down on my knees. There were female spirits in old mud huts, iron bells ringing up in the trees. And an 80-year-old white priestess, she made juju all night long. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. Raise high the roof, carpenter boy, Lord, we're coming through the rye. In the cinema I saw the man on the moon, I laughed so hard I cried. But it was somewhere in those rainy seasons that I learned to carve my song. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. Africa, Mother Africa, you live on my breath. You old cradle of civilization, heart of darkness, blood and death. But we had to flee you running scared when the crocodile ate the sun. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. Well, I think it's gonna rain tonight. I can smell it coming off the sage. As I sit here reading old Graham Greene, I taste Africa on every page. And then I close my eyes and see the red clay roads. At sundown and boys, I'm gone. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. Raise high the root bean, carpenter boy. Yeah, we're coming through the Rhine. It was a movable feast of war and memory, a dark old lullaby. Was the smoke of a thousand cook fires. It was the wrong end of a gun. Yeah, east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. Yeah, yeah. East of Woodstock, west of Vietnam.
Tom Russell, live from Studio A and east of Woodstock, west of Vietnam. It's off the brand new album Blood and Candle Smoke, which will be available at the show tonight over at the Columbus Metacore building. We'll do that last pair of tickets in just a bit. And this is his latest album, 20 albums to your credit, the first one being Heart on a Sleeve. And you say this one starts the second half of the story, part two, so to speak.
Yeah, last year, what happened quickly was I was with a label called High Tone. The new label, Shout Factory, run by a lot of people that owned Rhino Records, purchased the entire High Tone catalog last year, including myself, Robert Cray, Buddy Miller, Dave Alvin, etc., and re-put out the whole catalog and did some anthologies, and they did a double Tom Russell anthology called Veterans Day that had 26 tracks on it and a couple new songs. And that was a way of me also of saying, there's the first half of the show. You know, if you want to see what I've done up to here, and it's all different stuff, cowboy songs to folk opera stuff. And then I signed a 2-record deal with them. And it's a at this day and age, for somebody like me to sign with a label that has Solomon Burke, Richard Thompson, they just signed Los Lobos. That's the territory I would prefer to be in, you know. And they gave me a tremendous amount of support and a great, one of Springsteen's publicists was working this record, and I told him I would deliver him a record that would move me up from my standpoint, that would be a record of 12 great songs, and I delivered the record, and they agreed, and that's where we are now. So this, I think, is a new start for my career, you know.
So this has to be one of your favorites, then?
It's definitely my favorite, by far.
Yeah.
I mean, by far, I don't think in this day and age, to be truthful, as a record fan, people are putting out records with 12 good songs. I'm not going to be the one to judge how good or bad my songs are, but people just don't believe in the concept of records and albums and 12 songs anymore. And I knew how I felt when I walked home with Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde or the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper. I knew how significant that was when I was a kid, and that's not happening anymore. And I wanted to deliver a record not comparative to that, but that would make me feel that this is truly an album, and I think I did far more than the other ones I did.
Absolutely.
Wow, it's a lot of pressure, Tom. So tell me, Tom, what will you do as an encore? That's not my problem. Try
it's
to get over
Tom
this
Russell. Guy. You got a little bug hanging
no,
on there.
No, it's a road cough.
Oh, gotcha.
You get it, and it's just dryness.
Drink. There's a little water for you right there. Tom Russell.
I got my road manager pumping water.
He's live from Studio A. And in addition to all these albums and this, you know, I think it might be my favorite as well, Blood and Candle Smoke, you also have written 3 books and I think working on a couple more. What can you tell us about the 3 that you've done?
Okay, great. The 3 that I've done would be probably there's a compilation of my letters with Charles Bukowski, letters and interviews. It came out about 5 years ago, and that's a long story, but it's people can find it on the website. But then I did a coffee table kind of book with Sylvia Tyson, who I'm a big fan of, Ian and Sylvia, of songwriting quotes that's still available. That's called And Then I Wrote, The Songwriter Speaks. And I did a crime novel that was published only in Norway, thank God, about 12 years ago.
Not available anymore?
They gave me the money, and I wrote the book, but now, right now, I feel I'm able to write a novel, and I've started one on the Juarez situation near where I live, the drug war situation, and I've been working on a book of essays on the American West from my standpoint again, that I'm mostly through. If people wanted to see what that would be like, I have a blog. Just go to tomrussell.com and hit the blog thing. But a blog about the Juarez drug war, currently on a really radical, great blog called Rumpus, I think .net, Rumpus, or they can access it via the website. But it's the kind of thing I'm doing with prose lately.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Well, I believe
you don't
it.
Buy that?
Russell.
Let me talk about you.
He's
now.
Live. No, no, no. This is your time.
Don't
light
the flame.
You.
No. It's what I think I'm doing. It's a little radical. I mean, we're on NPR radio now, and I'll be frank with you. Seriously, we just taped the Bob Edwards show. I don't see the fixation so much with the Middle East, which NPR is fixated with, as the fact that in Juarez right now, there's 3,000 people killed in the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and I can walk over there in 10 minutes. So to me, it seems pretty timely, you know. So I'm intrigued that this is happening now and it's part of our West.
And when
I didn't mean to shock you.
No. Hey.
Well, I thought you could have said, "Oh yeah." And then I said, "Yeah." Well, this is what's happening.
Oh yeah.
My lawyer is here, and he doesn't look happy.
He's
my also
lawyer.
Dave Letterman's lawyer. No, that Alec Whiteman, and there's another man in the room that's my lawyer. Let me be specific, okay?
Let's move on. Don't put Alec in this. All right. Shall we do that next take
no,
a giveaway?
No, the other guy's name is Red, and he works for the local ambulance-chasing legal firm. That's my lawyer.
You can hear more of Tom Russell and all of his orneriness tonight at 8 o'clock.
Here's, I think, the core of the record, and I won't explain it too long, but the record's called Blood and Candle Smoke, and that line comes from this song about Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mexico City. Again, I think that's the core in a lot of ways of our southwestern civilization. And it's about a time I spent in the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe one afternoon about 6 years ago. Guadalupe. There are ghosts out in the rain tonight, high up in those ancient trees. Lord, I've given up without a fight. Another blind fool on his knees. But all the gods that I've abandoned begin to speak in simple tongues. Lord, suddenly I've come to know there are no roads left to run. Now it's the hour of dogs barking. That's what the old ones used to say. It's first light or it's sundown before the children cease their play. when the mountains glow like Mission wine, then turn gray like a Spanish Rome. 10,000 eyes will stop to worship, then turn away and head on home. And she is reaching out her arms tonight. And yes, my poverty is real. I pray roses shall rain down on me. Guadalupe on her hill. But who am I to doubt these mysteries? Ooh. Cured in centuries of blood and candle smoke, I am the least of all your pilgrims here. But I am most in need of hope. Appeared to Juan Diego. She left her image on his cape. 500 years of sorrow have not destroyed their deepest faith. But here I am, your ragged disbelief. Old doubting Thomas drowns in tears as I've watched your church sink through the earth like a heart worn down through fear. And she is reaching out her arms tonight, and Lord, my poverty is real. I pray roses shall rain down on me from Guadalupe on her hill. But who am I to doubt these mysteries? Cured in centuries of blood and candle smoke, I am the least of all your pilgrims here. Of all your pilgrims here, but I am most in need of hope. Muchísimas gracias.